There is a tale that lingers on the tongues of the ponies of Equestria. A tale of a storyteller who would recount gruesome, horrific stories to any pony who would listen. She resides along the traveler trails that lead to the major cities in Equestria. Only in the dead of night, she would appear out of the mist, her hoofsteps echoing among the trees in moonlight. Most ponies didn't know what to make of her, considering the weathered cloak that covered her body, and the crimson glowing eyes that shone through the leathery mask that hid her face. However, among the gruesome features of her exterior, there was one thing that caught Pony's eyes. Her hollowed-out horn. It resembled the horn of a changeling on first glance, but upon closer inspection, one would realize that it was rotting from the inside out. There were documented cases of a unicorn horn rot epidemic before the advances of Medi-Magic, but that was before the time of the princess's reign. However, the horn upon this particular unicorn's head could still cast magic. Sufferers of unicorn horn rot were unable to use their magic, with some extreme cases of having the horn amputated. So, for this mare to even have such an ability with her horn at this level of decomposition was mind-boggling. Using this hollowed-out horn, she created worlds for her listeners. Worlds filled with agony and death, revenge and gore, darkness and despair. These stories gripped her listeners until the end of their telling, yet it wasn't until their closure that she would utter a single ominous phrase. But nothing can compare to the loss of a beloved. With that, she would walk back into the dead of night, the lingering smell of rotting flesh trailing behind her. Any pony unfortunate enough to hear her stories would have a series of cursed events befall them. Events that mirrored the stories they had heard from the lost narrator. And I know what you're thinking. It's just an old pony tale. Those kinds of stories never end up being true, merely woven by parents to scare their foals into listening. Those foals would grow into mares and stallions, and they would pass those stories on to their children, and the cycle would continue. But with every story, there is some truth behind the words. The lost narrator was an actual pony who lived in Equestria, though she wasn't always known for the title that was bestowed upon her, and there is more to that story than just a simple entity damning ponies for her pleasure. So, let's start at the beginning.